I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Irish golfer Paul Dunn is now a professional golf champion, claiming his first career title at the British Masters.
I feel like I've played pretty consistently all year, and I've given myself a few chances going into Sunday to make a move and contend, and I haven't really been able to put the foot down, so that was kind of my focus today, was to get off to a hot start.
He had been close before and knew he would have to press hard to the finish.
Once I got my nose in front, to just keep pushing, you know, because you never know what happens. I saw that in Morocco, and where Eduardo finished birdie eagle to tie me. So, my big focus was just to keep pressing, make as many birdies as I can, and play aggressive, and happily was enough.
Dunn first came to prominence at the 2015 Open Championship, where playing as an amateur, he was tied for the lead after three rounds. He had two close challengers this week, including Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy.
When I was looking at the leaderboard, the two people closest would have been Rory and Robert Carlson, because he had more holes to play than the other guys on 14 or 15 under. So, but I knew I could keep an eye on him because I was playing with him.
And as with most wins, there was a little luck.
I got a great break on 11. I pulled my wedge shot, and it should have been long, and it hit the sprinkler and kicked back, and I made birdie. So, I mean, that's just, you can't script that.
McIlroy felt he did all he could have to finish on top.
You're going out two behind, shooting 7 under, you think you'd have a great chance, but it just shows how well Paul played today. To shoot 61 and to win his first tour event is incredibly impressive. So, he fully deserves it. I'm really happy with how I played. I don't feel like I could have done much more, but some weeks, close to your best isn't quite good enough, and Paul was definitely the best man this week.
For Dunn to finish at 20 under par and 3 ahead of McIlroy is a great way to win the first title.
Anytime you can go up against Rory McIlroy and beat him, it's pretty much a dream.
More than ever, professional basketball in the United States is becoming a global game. Last season, the National Basketball Association had 113 international players from 41 countries and territories. All in all, about 25% of NBA players are international. The Washington Wizards alone have players from Poland and the Czech Republic, in addition to two players with roots in Africa, having parents born on the continent. Ian Mahinmi is a 2-meter-11 center from France, has a mother from Jamaica, a father from the West African nation of Benin. Mahinmi tells us he grew up wanting to play a different sport.
I really wanted to be a soccer player, and then I grew so tall, and eventually I gave a shot to a basketball and then fell in love with it, and the next thing you know, I'm here.
As he enters his 10th season in the NBA, Mahinmi sees basketball as growing.
Basketball definitely took a big part in people's heart. I feel like it's more and more young folks that grow up to be basketball player. It's more and more African players in the NBA. So it's been a big growth, since I got in the league.
Wizards head coach Scott Brooks says that as the NBA looks to expand globally, Africa is a big part of its future.
I think it's so important for us to continue to build our brand as an NBA. And I think Africa is definitely something that we've been considering for a long time. But Adam Silver and the NBA office has done a great job of making basketball a worldwide global game. And Africa is a big part of that.
For now, the Wizards' attention is squarely on the upcoming NBA season, which tips off October 18th. Last year, they won 49 games and nearly reached the Eastern Conference Finals. This year, they're hoping to improve. Today, we meet U.S. professional basketball player Tyler Hansbrough, who's currently on the court in China. Basketball is the most popular spectator sport in China, notably the U.S. National Basketball Association. NBA China Enterprises' owned and operated websites have been ranked the number one sports-related sites in the country. Hansbrough plays for the Guangzhou Long Lions, who over the past few weeks have been playing scrimmages against NBA teams. They came to Washington to square off against the Wizards. Hansbrough took some time after the game to tell about his life in China.
I live in Guangzhou, so there's a lot of English-speaking people. It's a big city, so far it's been amazing. Obviously the culture, the food, some things are a little different, but I'm adjusting well. I'm having a good time. I'm really, I feel safe and everything's has been really good.
Language has not been a barrier for Hansbrough.
I have a translator, but also, you know, there's a lot of English-speaking people in Guangzhou. It's a very international city. So, you know, most of the time you can find somebody that speaks a little English.
After playing for three NBA teams, Indiana, Toronto, and Charlotte, he decided to join the Guangzhou Long Lions.
You know, I felt like it's a good opportunity to go play. And last year, I kind of sat around, didn't really get picked up. And so I wanted to go play, and I enjoy it. And this is an opportunity for me to, you know, my first time going overseas. So, you know, I took it.
He's adjusting to a game that's played slightly differently in China.
There's a lot of different things. Rules are different. Big adjustment, you know, the three-point line, things like that. But I'm adjusting to it, and I'm learning and growing. And I still think I got a lot of room to improve for the Chinese thing. It's kind of get acclimated to everything.
Hansbrough was a star player during his college career at the University of North Carolina. He feels he has a way to go to reach that status in China.
You know, we'll see what happens after a few games and how I establish myself. But right now, you know, not right now. I mean, the Chinese don't really know about me right now. So, you know, I'm trying to work my brand over there and get some more fans.
Hansbrough says he enjoys playing and living in China and urges people who have not visited the country to go and see it firsthand.
You know, a lot of people that, you know, haven't been to China, you know, I would say don't make up your own view of China. You know, it's our number one trade partner, and so we do a lot of business with them. And so there's really good people, and they really accept us. And there's a lot of things to do, and it's honestly a great country.
Hansbrough and the Guangzhou Long Lions played the Washington Wizards this week, falling short against their NBA opponent, 126-96. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.